Hello and welcome everybody, or welcome for your first time, welcome back, whichever it happens to be. This is Chris from Canada. I'm the host of Insomnia Radio Canada, and this is show number 13. We're going to get some notes out of the way at the very beginning so I don't forget. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm not sure where you're getting me from iTunes, from the feed on the website, but whichever it is, thank you for tuning in. You can follow us at Twitter at IR_Canada. If you want to drop some feedback or you're interested in getting your music played, you can drop it to me at the email will be chris@insomniaradio.net. And of course, if you're looking for show notes, they are at canada.insomniaradio.net. Or if you're looking for the extended show notes, and yes, I know I still need to post show notes for 12, they're over on my blog at creativelycls@blogspot.co.uk, and that's CREATIVLYCLS. Yes, I know it's a spelling mistake. It was kind of done intentionally. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. We've got a lot of interesting music this week, some different sounds. It's been an absolutely crazy month of March for me. Show 12 went out early. This one's going out a little late. And the next show, 14, should be out before the 13th of April. Barring accidents, I have made plans to attend a show in Hamilton, and I'm going to be playing a lot of those bands on show 14 and hopefully doing a follow-up on show 15 about the concert. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. So let's get some music. Up first, we have a great band called Odium.
Oh! Hi, I'm Jordan.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from Mr. Tasty.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
And that was Odium. They are from Montreal, and the two songs I played by them were Insomnia and No Way Out. So I figured to kick the show off with a little bit of metal this week, make sure you're all awake and listening, and yeah, I really enjoyed the song Insomnia, so when I heard it originally, I threw it right into the Must Be Played pile. I feared, yeah, I'd like to do double songs, because you never know. Sometimes you hear a song by a band, and it's not great, and you hear another one, and it's fabulous, and you wonder what the difference is, but yeah, No Way Out was still a good song, just a little bit more screamo in it than I'm used to, and as you all know, this is not one of my favorite genres, but I do listen to it occasionally, and I figure every song should get a fair chance to be listened to and played. And if I didn't at least like something in the song, I wouldn't be playing it. So thank you guys for dropping your tracks our way. So these guys were founded back in 2006 by their drummer and their vocalist. And they say that this band was born in order to create a focused project centered on the themes of growth and attrition. They were eventually joined by their bassist and two guitarists. And they say they're a cohesive group of musicians that found their strengths in each other's ability to contribute to the writing process. They've played with well-known bands like Alexis and Fire, The Antagonist, Beneath the Massacre, Divinity, Farewell to Freeway, and a few other bands. So, yeah, if you like them, go check them out on SoundCloud. Links will be in the show notes. Up next, I have a band from Windsor, Ontario, who popped a CD in the mail to me, and, yeah, enjoy.
your memory's a trace. But since I'm deep, I'll still have your pictures. Baby, they're mine to keep. But I never had you, guess I never will.
That was the Michael Patrick Band. They're from Windsor, Ontario, and I played Welcome to My Life and Do What You Want. I don't know about you guys, but to me, these guys sound like they're from the 80s, which, surprisingly not. They toured with groups from the 80s, such as Honeymoon Suite, Glass Tiger, and Mick Taylor from the Stones when he did his solo project. Oh boy, I think I need another cup of coffee. Need to wake up a little more. So the two songs I played today came from an album that was released in June of 2012. You can check these guys out at MySpace, Reverb Nation, and Facebook. Their Reverb Nation seems to be one of their main pages, so I'd recommend going there. I really enjoyed these guys, but I did grow up listening to a lot of stuff from the 80s, so no surprise that I enjoyed their music. Thank you again, guys, for actually sending me a physical CD copy of your music. The Light Scribe label on it was absolutely fabulously entertaining. It had the Michael Patrick band on it. It had the Insomnia Radio Canada logo and my image from there as well. So that was great. I loved it. It was wonderful. Up next, I'm going to be playing something from Daniel Bryant. I have played Daniel Bryant before. I played him on Insomnia Radio Canada show number 5, and the song I played there was Your Eyes. So here's a couple of new tracks from Daniel. I hope you enjoy them.
I see the light of your bedroom window. Every night as I drive by, I wish I was in there with you. Can't seem to find a way inside. For now I'll just keep on passing, round and round until I catch your eye. Your bedroom window, how far am I gonna have to drive? If you take this hand, together we'll fly to a place where dreams will die, where fears won't find us. You that I could take you, away from all of this tonight, would you still run with me, or would you find some place to hide?
Hey everybody, this is Daniel Bryant from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
My hand. Hi, I'm Darren Trudeau.
And I'm Rob Stewart from Sound Switch.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
So, as I said earlier, this was from Daniel Bryant. He's from London, Ontario. And the two songs I chose to play this time around were I'll Take Your Hand and One More Chance. Now, as I said earlier, I played Daniel on Insomnia Radio Canada episode 5. These two tracks come from his new album, Mirror. It's a dual CD. One is light, one is dark. So this is his sixth full-length album release. As I said, it's a double concept album. It was co-written and produced with Aaron Eddie Ward. The little description from the website says it skips effortlessly across musical genres as it leads us on an emotional journey of redemption from darkness to light. The character-driven concept between the stories of Mirror carries the listener from uncomfortable worlds of pain and anger to an almost spiritual rebirth of love and hope. So it's 18 songs, and if you enjoyed either of those tracks, I really highly recommend you wander over to his website, which is www.danielbryant.ca. That's I can't read today. It's just one of those days. www.danielbryant.ca. Daniel actually sent those tracks to me after I played the one track on IR5, and I've been very pleased that he sent me new stuff, and I'm looking forward to his next album. I do have a couple of tracks from the dark half of the release, and I may include those on a future show. So thank you once again, Daniel. Up next, I am going to completely shift genres to something I have never played before. I can't say I've heard this played on any podcast before, so something a little new, hopefully, for everybody out there. This group is from Ottawa, Ontario, and they're known as A Tribe Called Red.
Because I really want you. Because I really want you.
So I don't know about you guys, but I really enjoyed those two tracks. I have been listening to their album quite a lot since I found it a few weeks ago. Probably more than a few weeks ago now. So it's A Tribe Called Red. They're from Ottawa, Ontario. And the two songs I chose from their free album to play were Native Puppy Love and Electric Powwow Drum. The band is made up of Bear Witness, DJ Shrub, and DJ NDN. They're the innovators behind Powwow Step. If you enjoyed those two tracks, you can go grab the whole album over at www.electricpowwow.com. Back in 2008, DJ NDN and Bear Witness founded A Tribe Called Red. In 2010, they added two-time Canadian DMC champ DJ Shrub to the crew. Electric Powwow is a monthly club night dedicated to showcasing Aboriginal DJ talent and Native urban culture, and is aimed at creating a space for Aboriginal people. A Tribe Called Red creates an electric sound made up of a wide variety of musical styles ranging from hip-hop, dancehall electronic, and their own mashup of club and powwow music known as Powwow Step. You can catch Powwow, Electric Powwow, every month on the second Saturday at Babylon Nightclub in Ottawa, Canada. So if you're in the Ottawa area, go check them out. Other places you can check these guys out on the web, SoundCloud, Facebook, and of course you can follow them on Twitter, A Tribe Called Red. So thank you guys for letting me have permission to play you. I absolutely love the sound you've created and would be pleased to play you again on a future show. Because, we're all about featuring great Canadian independent music on this show, so the more the better. I have one more group to go today. This group is from London, Ontario. They're known as DNSQ3. The two songs I'm going to play are Dirty Party and Last Man Standing. A little quote from their website says, from the ashes of Huron County, funk, punk, soul, outfitted bastard sons comes electric alternative pop duo DNSQ3, who've just released their debut EP, Is Anyone Out There? So you can find these guys at dnsq3.bandcamp.com and on Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in. Enjoy the last two tracks of the show, and we'll see you for show 14 in a few weeks.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.